What is up, y'all? Welcome to Star Guys, a podcast about Stargirl on DC Universe and the CW. I am Alex.
I am Justin,
and
a Star Guy.
Pete was too scared to come on this bonus podcast for Brainwave Jr. He was too upset, too annoyed, didn't want to discuss banana splits again. I think that's the big reason behind it, right?
Well, actually, I don't know if he told you, but he's at MikeyCon, the convention dedicated to Mikey and Mikey fandom.
Mm, that's held in the Pop-Tarts factory, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. The Brooklyn Pop-Tarts factory, where Mikey was conceived and born, the actor who plays Mikey.
Yes. There was a hilarious mix-up at the Pop-Tarts factory, and in this case, it led to a baby. Now, this is the bonus podcast for, as mentioned, for Brainwave Jr. Since the episodes are, I think, about 2 seconds different between DC Universe and the CW, we are not going to talk about any deleted scenes as we did on the first couple of casts. Instead, I thought I could share a little info that I got from talking to some of the folks involved in Stargirl for my day job.
Pete would call that a flex. But let me just say real quick to serve the premise of this bonus podcast, I just want to cover the 2 seconds that they deleted. It was a beautiful 2 seconds of establishing shot of Courtney's home. So I just want to really make sure we covered that and said it really added a lot to the story.
That's crazy, actually, because I did not realize she lived in a home when I watched the episode. So, and I only watched the CW version. So,
yeah, and you miss out because you're like, this girl lives in a car probably, or in a star, because that's where it's in her name.
Right, she's Star Girl.
Yep. That's why people call me car home guy, because I live in a home.
Yeah, they call me apartment man, but, you know, whatever. Mm. It's not a big deal. So let's talk about some stuff here. Obviously, this is a big episode for Jake Austin Walker, who plays Brainwave Jr., Henry Jr., on the show. I did talk to him for the day job, so I could probably give you some highlights from that. First of all, big impression, what a friendly guy. You know, really, like, he definitely played conflicted. He played asshole on the show. And, you know, you could only tell so much from a 10 or 15 minute interview, but just so excited to talk about the show. So happy. So even with the events and the twists and turns of what happened at the end there, he was so positive about everything, which was really impressive. And I've definitely, that's we've cool. talked about this a bit on the podcast, but that's been my impression of most of the young cast, is they were so happy to be with each other. And that's something that I think you really just can't fake on a TV show.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about this a little bit before. They all, like, lived together when they were on set and on location. So that, I think, really cements people together. And especially someone playing sort of almost a villain, you assumed villain for most of it. You'd think there'd be a little bit of distance there, but no, he's right in there with them and is a fun guy. It's great.
Yeah, it's funny, actually, because particularly given that he, spoilers, if you haven't watched the episode, and hopefully you watched it before you listen to this bonus podcast, he didn't make it out of this episode. If you look back at the cast's Instagrams and their pictures and everything, he is right there with them. He's as big of a supporter of the show and as much a part of the gang as anybody else. So that's pretty great to see. The big thing, which isn't too much of a shocker, I feel like Pete would have pushed back on this quite a bit, but I asked him up front, is Henry dead? You know, just because there's comic book dead and then there's dead. Yeah. And he said, yes, he is under those rocks. He is dead. As far as he, the actor, Jake Austin Walker, knows, Henry Jr. is dead on the show. He added, he's a big fan of the comics. He's hoping that there's some sort of clone or some sort of science or some sort of way that they could bring him back as the actor. But Henry's gone. How do you feel about that, Justin?
I mean, I like that they are making that choice because I think it was such an impactful moment, to speak in Pete terminology. Like, it was really well done. And we talk a lot about the villains on this show and how they've really made them horrifying, true villains. And the fact that Brainwave killed his son mercilessly, like not any regret, not a moment of regret. He made the choice to kill him and then he meticulously killed him in front of his friends. No hesitation. So, like, I think it's a good choice that they're keeping him dead. I think if he ends up being a drone or in Dragon King's army, I think that could be cool. Possible way to bring him back. I could see him being in a flashback for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think we'll probably see his body next episode. But, you know, it's always also a possibility with the shows. You and I, we've done a ton of interviews with these actors where at this point they need to say they're dead and maybe something different happens down the road. But it did seem pretty definitive in this case. The other thing that I thought, I mean, there were a couple of interesting things he said. The other thing that I thought was interesting, which I was curious to get him to weigh in on, was the whole Yolanda nudes thing, which Yvette Monreal, who plays Yolanda, was basically like, no, there is no forgiving Henry for this. They're not getting back together. There's no moving forward. And talking to Jake Austin Walker about it, he sort of agreed. I asked him to speculate a little bit on if he had survived at this point, would they have gotten back together? Would there have been reconciliation? Would they be able to move forward? And I thought he had a very good answer there in terms of, no, what he did was unforgivable. They could never be back together. But could they potentially repair the relationship enough to work together? Maybe. Just because he clearly changed as a person.
Yeah, and I think his last words were apologizing for that. So he's clearly remorseful. So I got to think there's hope in that in any way. And also, I feel like Yolanda is someone who clearly can put aside her differences the way she was in the episode toward Courtney and saying, we're not friends, but I value the JSA more than this emotional thing we're having right now. So yeah, I could see, and it would have added value to the team to have someone who it has his powers.
Yeah, I think that's what makes that moment so sad in a way. I mean, there's a lot of things that are playing into that moment, but him dying is just this promise of, oh, he saved Courtney. He threw her through the bars. They could have made an incredible team here. He could have become this hero that we know from the comics, that we know potentially could be, but now that's gone. That's done. And like we talked about on the show, that's kind of the thing they were going for with Joey Zarek and maybe didn't quite get to necessarily.
Yes, Brainwave Jr. died a hero. Joey Zarek died a medium magician, a one-trick magician.
Yes, exactly. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I took away from the interview. I mean, he had a lot of great things to say about, like, his last day was, according to him, just super sweet and fun, and there was nothing really negative about it. Obviously sad because he was leaving the show, but you know, regular, everybody went out for drinks, and I didn't mention this in the interview, but I always find it interesting to hear how last days are treated on set, where, like, Walking Dead, they do a whole goodbye dinner for everybody where they eulogize them, and it always feels like, oh, that person died, you know?
Yeah.
But here it was legit a rap party. The other thing that actually he mentioned was that it wasn't a surprise that when he got hired for the job, he went in, sat down with Jeff Johns. He was geeking out because he's, again, a big comic book fan.
And Jeff Johns was like, you're dead.
Yeah.
First thing.
You personally, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to track you down and kill you. No, he told him right up. He was like, this is the arc, episode 10. You're going to die. This is going to do this thing to the other characters. So he knew going in, it wasn't a surprise getting the script, which I think
that's
is
good
nice.
Because, exactly. Like he got to play the shit out of that role and got to really track that arc from like villain, sort of shy, recluse, and then kid struggling with these emerging powers, finding out about his family history, struggling with becoming a hero, having these powers, and then becoming a hero and dying. It's a great arc for the character.
Yeah, and I do, particularly with it moving over to the CW and it technically being Earth 2 to the rest of the hour versus Earth 1, I hope they figure out a way to bring him back, you know, just as an actor, because clearly everybody likes him so much. They have such a fun time with him. I think it would be great. I think I'd like to see him again.
Me too. And maybe, you know, you never know. And once you're in this verse, you can sort of pop up anywhere, different roles.
Exactly. The other thing that I wanted to mention, this is another little chat that I had, and this is probably not as exciting as the Jake Austin Walker, but I also talked to Walter Garcia, the stunt coordinator for Stargirl, and he mentioned that that fight scene in Dragon King's lair in episode 10 is his, one of his favorite fight scenes he has ever done in his entire career.
And I say it showed. I say it showed.
I agree. Just the way that everything was coordinated. You talked about this a bit on the main podcast a little bit. The way that it was balanced with all the action, Yolanda jumping around, Stargirl fighting, Brainwave Jr. using his brain powers. Very impressive stuff.
Yeah, really smart and hard, because that's a lot of mixing physical action with CGI, which is not easy.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to our bonus podcast for Brainwave Jr. As always, we appreciate you listening. Check back next week for a full recap. Hopefully, Pete will be back from MikeyCon so we can get his input about everything. In the meantime, if you want to support us, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also do a live show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. to Crowdcast and YouTube. Come hang out and chat about Stargirl. Socially, Starguys Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice to subscribe and listen to the show. ComicBookClubLive.com for this podcast. More for the Star Guys. We're signing off.